This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. This week, the American Civil Liberties Union filed suit against the Transportation Security Administration over the no-fly list. It's used by airlines to identify passengers who might be connected to terrorist organizations. If your name matches or even sounds like that of a suspected terrorist, you are singled out at the airport, and that can be a real pain. Just ask Slate's Timothy Noah.
It is a pain. I know because I'm on the no-fly list myself. Still, I think the ACLU lawsuit is nuts, and I hope it gets tossed out. Don't get me wrong, it would be lovely if the TSA managed to streamline procedures for removing false positives like me from the list. A couple of airport ticket clerks told me that some alleged bad guy had either used my name, presumably by coincidence, or had used a name that sounded like mine. The airlines then flagged me using one of the crude methods they have for matching passenger names to the no-fly list. According to the Wall Street Journal, their techniques include one called SoundX, which was invented to analyze names from the 1890 census. In its simplest form, it takes a name, strips out vowels, and assigns codes to somewhat similar-sounding consonants, such as C and Z. An online SoundX converter informs me that in a nationwide phone directory, there were 90 names that matched my own, Timothy Noah, under this system. They include Timothy Nye, Timothy Nee, Timothy Nay, and Timothy New. Is one of these a suspected terrorist? I don't know. But my listing isn't in there, nor is that of my most conspicuous doppelganger, an Emmy-winning children's entertainer in Seattle named Tim Noah. The ACLU is absolutely right to want the government to develop a better screening system. But the ACLU is wrong to argue that these somewhat bothersome searches violate my constitutional rights. The seven plaintiffs in this lawsuit, who include two ACLU officials, are some of the biggest crybabies you would ever care to meet. By their own testimony, not one of them has ever missed a flight due to the screening procedure, and neither have I. But let's hear the plaintiffs tell it. One says she felt, quote, publicly embarrassed, unquote, and, quote, stigmatized, unquote, by the added screening procedures. Another, an American-born lawyer of Iranian descent, was simply asked to provide his telephone and social security numbers. A third was, quote, embarrassed and a little intimidated, unquote, when told she was on the list. Like everybody else on it, she isn't allowed to use the e-ticket kiosks. If that's the biggest sacrifice she has to make to the war against Al-Qaeda, she's getting off lightly. Let's suppose, just suppose, that the no-fly list has caused only one terrorist not to board an airplane with a sharp tool or explosive shoes. Wouldn't that still be worth these mild inconveniences? Of course it would. I don't mind being the haystack because September 11th taught me that there are needles out there. By all means, let's find better ways to search for them. But let's not make the perfect the enemy of the mediocre.
Opinion from Timothy Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.